This first one is for our sister in Christ, Sherry Hensley. We'd prayed for her a week or so ago. She was having some bone marrow tests done. Well, she was diagnosed with acute leukemia, and so we want to lift her up. And then we want to pray for Joyce Bevan, who has some health issues. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with her right now, but I know she has not been feeling good the last several days. And then also we want to pray for the family of Janice Colson, who went to her final resting place this weekend. And she was in an accident. I'm not sure what the details are, but she's the mom of a girl that works with us at the Elk City newspaper. So I know this has been a hard weekend for them. Mm-hmm. And then I would ask our viewers to pray for Pam Patrick, one of our sweet, sweet friends. She sometimes comes in here and helps run the iPad when one of us can't be here and before Tina came on board. We now have three people that can kind of work on a regular basis. But she has some health issues, which the doctors are trying to pinpoint at this time. And so we want to remember her.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are our sufficiency. And, Lord, you have already provided healing for every issue that would come against us. Lord, and we so thank you, Lord, that we have the healing stripes of Jesus that he took on his back at Calvary for our healing, Lord. And we look to you, Father, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, and we believe in your word. We believe in what your son did on the cross. And we lift these precious people to you, Lord. You know every one of us by name, and you know every detail of their suffering. You know everything about the condition that is confronting them. You know the good reports and the bad reports. And Father, we just lift them to you. We ask you to strengthen them, God, that you would encourage them. We ask you, God, that your healing virtue would flow through these bodies today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Sherry and for this leukemia. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over leukemia. Lord, you said that at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess. And so that goes for this leukemia, because, Lord, you gave us power and authority over all the works of the devil. And you put him under our feet, and you said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. And that you cause us to triumph in Christ. And so, Father, we speak healing. We take authority over this leukemia in the name of Jesus. And we command it to bow to the name of Jesus. We command these symptoms to reverse themselves. We command improvement to come. We command healing to come. We command total restoration and health to come. In the name of Jesus, you and your word are not bound. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as you healed people when you walked on the face of this earth, you still heal them today of impossible situations. Lord, to most people, leukemia is an impossible situation. But Lord, you have power and authority over all disease. And Jesus already paid the price. So we speak healing to Sherry's body today in the name of Jesus. And we believe you, Lord, that your word is not bound. And it accomplishes that whereunto we send it. And so we send it to Sherry today. And we say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the answer. And we give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, we thank you, God, for a reversal of the report in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Joyce Bevan. Lord, we don't know what the health issues are, but you do. You know every symptom. You know every infirmity. And so, Father, we speak healing and wholeness to her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would quicken her. Lord, let her be quickened in her mortal man and in her body, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, and raise her up into wholeness, Lord. And we give you glory and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing impossible with you. We stand on what your word says, Lord. We do not look at the circumstances. We do not look at the symptoms. But, Lord, we believe the word of the Lord. We believe what your word says, that by his stripes we were and are healed. I say it that way because in one place it says we were healed, and in one place it says we are healed. And so, Lord, you have continual healing for us, past, present, and future. And so, Lord, you are our healer for every disease, in every tense. And we give you praise, Lord. You preserve us, Lord. You're going to preserve us to your heavenly kingdom, Lord. And I give you praise, Lord. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for healing these bodies. Lord, we pray for Pam Patrick, who also has some health issues. And, Lord, that doctors have not been trying to, they have not been able to find out what it is. But, Lord, we pray that you would come and give them wisdom. Lord, in Jesus' name, you can cause the need to come. You can cause them to find out what's causing her problem, Lord. You can pinpoint it. And, Lord God, you can cause them to know how to help her. And, Lord, and then you can take what they do and go further, and you can restore her totally, Lord. And you can heal everything that is going awry in her body right now. We speak to it in the name of Jesus. And we say, be made whole in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, and now we want to lift up the family of Janice Colson, Lord, who went to her final resting place. Lord, we pray, Father, that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be around. Lord, you know every person involved in that family. And, Lord, you know how they're sorrowing, Lord God. And, Lord, we know, Father, that your comfort will just lift them up, God. Lord, you can comfort them like no one else can comfort. Lord, we pray that you would just walk with them through their days. Lord, as they go through the grief process, Lord, that you would strengthen them, Lord, and that you would be their comfort and their solace and their... Lord, help them to remember the good times. Lord, that always seems to help. Lord, it makes us miss them some, but Lord, it comforts us to know that we had so many good times with our loved ones, Lord, and we can praise you for those times because it makes losing them easier because we had a good life with them, Lord, and we thank you for it. Lord, for the comfort of the Holy Spirit being in this family today. In Jesus' name, and we praise you, Lord, for answering all these needs.
Thank Amen. You, I want to thank some of our sponsors now. Apostle Casey Elliott has the Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue. They have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, and then church again at 6 on Sunday evening. Then they have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evening. Is that 7 o'clock still, or has that been changed?
I don't know what we're going to do with it. He has asked us to pray at home this Tuesday.
I see.
And so, but I don't know, you know.
And then on Thursday evening, you still have Bible study at 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes. Well, if you know, just pray at home tonight and then wait and see. Wait for the rest of the information for the week or for next week.
the reason for that happening, the people that were in charge of that are no longer with us. And so that's why we're
having some changes. Yeah, okay. All right. And then the Refuge Church is at 18304 East 1140 Road at Sayre. Pastor Tammy Bailey is the powerhouse, as we call her, powerhouse Pastor Tammy. She's the pastor there. If you need more information, you can call her at 729-0956. The Refuge Church is a non-denominational church, and they have Sunday school at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, evening worship at 6, and then they have a Wednesday Bible study and Wednesday youth group. They are in what used to be the New Liberty Church, and so changed locations a little bit. They used to have a beautiful little spot inside a barn on their property, but they're in a little different spot now. So give her a call if you want more information. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors. Maybe.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
From all of us here at PK & Company, great job, Barbara Dyson Ford, on your 5th President's Award. Thank you for your loyalty to our community.
This is Curtis Hutchinson. All of us here at Hutchinson Oil congratulate Barbara Dyson on your 5th President's Award. You deserve it.
Chad Smith here with Smith Ag. Congrats to Barbara Dyson on your 5th President's Award for your amazing customer service.
We want to thank all of you, our customers, as we celebrate this prestigious award. Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do. Let us pray.
We almost had the outro, but we're not ready for the outro. We're ready to hear more words from Mary from the scripture.
Okay. Well, now we're going to go into 2 Corinthians. In the first chapter, I love these verses that I'm fixing to read to you. Verses 20 through 22.
Is this 2 Corinthians, the first chapter?
Uh-huh. 2 Corinthians 1, 20 through 22. For all the promises of God are in Him are yes, and in Him amen.
Amen.
Unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. We are sealed by the power of God.
Amen.
Wow. And that, so those are so powerful, because God's word is full of promises.
Mm-hmm.
For the promises of God or Him are yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
His promises don't have a no. That's They're right. Yes and amen. And so, and to the glory of God. And He establishes us and He anoints us. And then He has sealed us and given us the earnest of our inheritance. You know, I hear when people buy a house that they have to put up earnest money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's to seal the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
And so that's what that scripture reminded me. We're sealed. Mm-hmm. God sealed the deal on us. He's given us the earnest of our inheritance. He says, I can guarantee you stick with me and you'll have an inheritance in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, what a promise.
Right.
So anyway, now let's go. And along the way, we get to be established and anointed by God. And so in 2 Corinthians 2:11, and this is a verse to help us fight the enemy with. And it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. God will highlight his devices to us. You know, we can go to him and we can say, Lord, would you show me what's going on? Show me what's going on in this situation. Lord, something's just come up out of the blue, and I don't have a clue. And the Lord says he'll make us where we won't be ignorant of his devices. He'll let us know, you know. And then verse 14 is the crowning of that. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Whoa! And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. Because, you know, I tell the Lord sometimes, Lord, I just want to sit at your feet. I just want to bask in your presence. I just want to come and know you, Lord, because you are so precious to know, and you impart such power and anointing. And so, Lord, I just want to stay in your presence all the time. And we can. We live and we move and we have our being in him. And he never leaves us and forsakes us.
That's right.
So we're always in his presence. And we can. We can just sense his sweet. And it just soaks into us. And then we're supposed to act like Jesus anyway. And the more we hang around him, the more we're able to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he just kind of flows through us, and we become a blessing to other people. And that's what it's talking about here. He causes us to triumph, and he makes us the savor of his knowledge, flows through us everywhere we go. And it blesses other people, you know. And sometimes we don't even realize what a blessing we are being, mm-hmm. you know. And so, and it says in verse 15, says, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved. But we also have an effect on those that are lost, because they can see Jesus in us. And sometimes they say, I wish I had what you had. And we can share and we can tell them, well, you know, just invite Jesus into your heart and he'll come live in you too. And he'll become just as dear to you as he is to me. And you'll be a blessing like I am. You can have what I have. He's willing to give it to everybody. He died for the whole world. He wants everybody to know him, mm-hmm. you know. And so, but he don't force himself on anybody. We have to want to know him. We have to want him. And he draws us. That's the thing. We're out here in sin somewhere, and we don't know him. And all of a sudden, we just get to feeling, hey, I need to look into getting to know God. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he can help me with some issues that I've got in my life. I think I'll give him a try. And we try him and we find out he can do us a lot of good. And he says, I'll never leave you and never forsake you. And he equips us. Mm-hmm. He helps us. He makes us an overcomer. And then we can turn around and bless other people.
That's right.
And so, and that's why he came. You know, that's why he came. So we can do that. Okay. And then in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 5, it says, and such, well, verse 4 says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. So right there, see, it says we don't live for him through our own ability. We're not able to do anything, but our sufficiency is of God. So you think about who you've got living on the inside of you, mm-hmm. and that he can do miracles. He can do anything. Mm-hmm. And he's given us the sufficiency for us to be able to do what we need to do.
That's
right. Wow. That miraculous power working through us. Mm-hmm. It's exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. According to the power that works in us. And he works in us mightily. He works in us mightily. Not because we do it, but because he does it. And then turn to chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 7 and 13 and 16. And 17. And verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And it says in verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. See, this is the power of God working in us, even when we're going through things. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We are persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, and life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, and it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So when you're going through a hard time, just say, I'm just passing through this temporarily. I've got a home on the other side, and it's going to last forever. And I just have to be faithful through this. And he's going to give me the grace and the courage and the strength and the wisdom to get through it.
That's right.
And he does. He carries us when we can't carry ourselves. Reminds me of the story where this man said, Lord, I only see one set of tracks, and I thought you said you would never leave me or forsake me. God said, I didn't. He said, where you see one set of tracks, he said, I was carrying you. He said, those tracks you see are mine, but I was carrying you. Just like, you know, you're a little child and you're being carried by your mother. You know, God carries us. When he knows we can't make it on our own, he carries us.
That's right.
So, anyway. So that's why we have to stay as little children. God says, become as little children, or you can't see the kingdom of heaven. So we have to say, we have to stay humble in our own mind. And we never can think that we can make it on our own, because we can't. So, but God will make us, he'll see us through, and we'll get there on the other side if we trust him. Because it's his power that works in us.
That's right. That's so. Mary, will you close us out in prayer, please?
Yes. Yes. Father, I just thank you so much for your grace and for your sufficiency. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who does it all for us. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for your greatness. I thank you, Lord, that we have such a great God who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and he makes a way of escape, and he carries us, Lord, in his bosom, and he never leaves us alone, and I just praise you for it, God. I thank you that you're going to go through with each of us, Lord, as we go our separate ways, and we're going to take you with us because you're in our hearts, Lord. And we're going to depend on you more and more and more. And you're going to become more dear to us, Lord. And we just praise you, Lord, for our walk with you. And we thank you for your victory that you give us. You cause us to triumph in every situation. And we give you praise, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. If you missed any part of this today, you can go back and watch it on Facebook. It'll be posted there momentarily. We appreciate Mary coming in. She always shares such good word from the word and brings us a great lesson. From me, Neva, from Tina, from Miss Mary, have a blessed day. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.